Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 96 for Friday, October 7th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $1 to $2 per ton stronger on Friday, with the November contract at $4.70 as the market was propped up by losses in the Canadian dollar. The loonie lost ground against its U.S. counterpart, which is bullish for canola as it makes the commodity more appealing to international buyers. Snow and rain in parts of Western Canada could hurt yield potential, which added to the advances. Choppy trade in the Chicago Board of Trade soy oil market limited the upside on Friday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly lower. Soybeans were unchanged to 3 cents weaker, with the November contract at $9.56 a bushel. Soybeans were moving in choppy trade as the ongoing harvest pressured the market. Trader positioning ahead of next week's United States Department of Agriculture data was also a feature. However, strong demand for U.S. oilseeds limited losses. Corn was unchanged to down 1 cent with the December contract at $3.42 a bushel. Rain in the U.S. Corn Belt is limiting harvest progress. Stronger weekly export sales reported by the USDA had a bullish effect on prices. However, ongoing seeding progress in Argentina limited losses on Friday. Spillover weakness from the crude oil market also capped gains. Losses in crude oil reduced the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of biofuel. Wheat was mostly unchanged to down 2 cents with the Chicago December contract at $3.96 a bushel. Wheat was mixed as demand for high-protein crops underpinned the market. Spillover support from corn also limited losses. Trader positioning ahead of next week's USDA data was a feature, but lackluster export sales limited advances ahead of the weekend. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, October 7th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.